Rise to our feet and pray a little. We want to pray. The first prayer topic is your prayer topic. You must have something to pray about. Do you have something to pray about? Do you believe that this camp is changing your life? You really believe it? That God put this camp together perhaps just because of you. Just lift your hands and pray. Whatever is on your heart, before I give any prayer topic, just pray for yourself, your life, your ministry. You know, pray. There's a plan. Sometimes we don't see how God is working things out, but He's doing something very, very wonderful. And most of the time, it doesn't appear wonderful. It doesn't appear the way it is supposed to appear. That is God's way. You want to pray and commit yourself. There is a reason why you are here. You may think it's automatic that you are here, but it's not automatic. You could easily not have come here. I could easily not have come here. There is a plan, there is a purpose. And you want to pray, you want to lift your hands and pray. Just pray, pray, pray. Talk to God. Talk to God, your life, your life, your life, your ministry, your ministry, your ministry, and everything that is connected to it. Your life, your ministry, and everything that is connected to it. All the help you must get to be who God wants you to be in the ministry. Pray about it. Talk to God about it. Talk to God about it. Nobody has come to the end of the ministry. There are major milestones ahead. More mileage to cover ahead. Some of us are to the end of the ministry. There are major milestones ahead. More mileage to cover ahead. Some of us are just starting. You are just starting, but there is a way God has for you in the ministry. You want to talk to God and pray. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. Malebo shateka. Landeka borima sandinima kolebos. Ramanda yandelebo sandeme. Manderemo mekabo sande lamaya ramadaba samanda mayande rema no rema mama masandalaba. We are not waiting for anybody. We are actually praying. We are praying about our lives. I know you are a student. I know you work. But the ministry is an important part of your life. Pray that the things you see, the things you hear, will make an impact on your life and your ministry. Malobosha, keba demoles, rani kabola nala masande demon. My life, my call, my ministry. My ministry. Father, give me a place in the ministry. Give me a place in the ministry. I want to be called your servant. I want to be called your servant. I just don't want to be called your child. Jesus. Malele bosa de kebola lela besa bande kele rena mazandala la bababa. Rena maya na masole kabaya. Rema mama mana mama. Rama mama mama sate kebosha. Rena mama sandelele mando. Rama mama mama. Rama mama mama. In all the work of my hands, there should be something called the work I did for you. The work I did for you. Release mysteries. Speak mysteries into your life. Into your life. Speak. Speak mysteries. Speak mysteries. Menimosa. Menimosa. Renamaka. Lelebosa. Mayande. Yemeli Baba. Pray. Pray. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, we learned and we had a blessing of being taught another version of the Great Commission. Bishop said he knows about 12 versions, you know, and yesterday he gave us one from Matthew 28. And then this morning we saw another version from Acts chapter 1. And if you can take your Bibles or turn to Acts 1, And then verse number 8. We need to believe in the Great Commission. Amen. And there was a time this morning, I believe it was a very, very important moment in this morning's session, where Bishop was speaking strongly and prophetically and admonishing us to believe in the words of Jesus. Amen. 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 To believe in the words of Jesus. And I just want to remind you that we've really received a very, very strong exhortation to believe in the words, especially the Great Commission. Amen. Amen. That it is God's plan for our lives. That anyone who believes this and lines up his life along this direction will experience, believes this and lines up his life along this direction will experience a blessing. Amen. Will experience a blessing. I am a strong believer in the fact that a lot of things in our lives, a lot of issues and line up with the Great Commission and the work of God. I genuinely believe that certain things are lacking in our lives simply because we are not very, very committed, or we are not believers in the Great Commission. Amen. And I believe that as we live here, we are going to on it. Yes, and we must not allow anything to separate us. We must not allow anything to shift our focus. We must not allow anything to dilute our concentration. You know, Paul said, I am persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God in Christ. Amen. Amen. Nothing. And he listed very extreme events, height, depth, angels, principalities, things present, issues present, and issues to come. He was determined not to allow anything. You see, a lot of things depend on you. A lot of things that happen depend on you. You are going to make things happen or things not happen. Yeah, you are very powerful. You are very powerful. You can determine a lot of things. A lot of things not happening in your life are because of you. Yes, you have allowed some things to happen. You have allowed certain situations to just take over your life. You know, but if you are like Paul, he was determined, said, I am not going to allow it happen. You have allowed certain situations to just take over your life. You know, but if you are like Paul, he was determined, said, I am not going to allow. I am not going to allow anything. I don't know what it is. You know, and everyone here should speak that way. Yes, because, you know, and everyone here should speak that way. Yes, because when you separate yourself from the love of God, you know, and really, come to think of it, what is the love of God? That's also an important question. What is the love of God that we shouldn't separate ourselves from? We learn the love of God when we remember the question Jesus put to Peter. Do you love me? We remember the question Jesus put to Peter. Do you love me? And Peter said, I do. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Three times. So there's a sense in which the love of God is seen in your readiness to minister to others. My sheep. Feed my sheep. Three times. So there's a sense in which the love of God is seen in your readiness to minister to others. Yes, to minister to others. So if you are not ministering to others, feeding the sheep, feeding the lambs, it means that three times. So there's a sense in which the love of God is seen in your readiness to minister to others. Yes, to minister to others. So if you are not ministering to others, feeding the sheep, feeding the lambs, it means that your love for God is questionable. It's three times. So there's a sense in which the love of God is seen in your readiness to minister to others. Yes, to minister to others. So if you are not ministering to others, feeding the sheep, feeding the lambs, it means that your love for God is questionable. It's John 20 or 21. Are you interested in me? Do you love me? I said, oh yes, I love you. I said, you know something? Here we don't use words. We don't use words. There's a place in life where words are not very important. Except the insults. That one, we take them seriously. We take them very seriously. You know, but a lot of people... Is there John 22 in your Bible? Do we have John 22 in the Bible? So what is it? Last minute conversations. Yeah. Very soon when we meet, we should be talking about the numbers of sheep we are caring for. Not how many wicks we have in our drawer. Ask your friend, you got sheep? You ain't got no sheep? Amen. So listen, we are looking at the Great Commission. So let's go to Acts chapter 1. And then Bishop gave us the list. Number one, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost. So the first highlight of this Great Commission is the Holy Ghost. That was number one. The Holy Ghost. You have it in your notes? Yes. The Holy Ghost. It's a major highlight. You can't do much without the Holy Ghost. And the name is really that name. Holy Ghost. Holy. Yes. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. You know? And I want to encourage everyone here to speak the language of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you should. Everybody here should pray in tongues. This work is different from any other work. It's a spiritual. This work, working for God, the hard work and more work, that work, this work is different from the work in the bank. You don't need to pray to see patients. You don't need to pray to work at which bank? Any bank. Bank of America. You don't need to pray. Most of the people who are there don't pray. Most of them don't pray. But you don't need to. You don't need to pray to give a lecture in the University of Florida. Yeah. It's spiritual. This work is spiritual. You know, so the Great Commission requires you to have in your life the presence of the Holy Spirit. Evidenced by your prayer life, your personal life, your choices, You cannot have the Holy Spirit in your life and be, you know, moving with certain people. You know, having certain people as people you admire. Unbelievers, rappers, fornicants, and this type of Holy Spirit. Holy, holy. Holy means set apart. Special. Special. And that Holy Spirit must come upon you. If it's not on you, you can't do much for God. And always, you must pray. You must pray. You must pray and ask the Lord, feed the person. I've got lambs. I've got sheep. Feed them. May you be a feeder of sheep. May you be a feeder of sheep. May somebody point to you as the source of that person's, you know, strength and nourishment and knowledge and guidance. That I look to this sister, I look to this brother. This person does this for me. May you be that type of person. Yes. Do you love me? I said, I love you. You must know the Holy Ghost. You must know the Holy Ghost. One of his main works is to set you apart, because he himself is holy. To be holy means to be set apart. And that is work he does. So you can't have the Holy Ghost and you have not separated from that boy. You have not separated from those friends. Holy, special Holy Ghost. How do you say it here? Power. Power. Yeah. Power. Or power. Power. See, you must say it in such a way that there is power in it. Power. Not power. Power. Yeah. Say power. Yeah, baby. Power. Where is it? We mean business. We need power inside the power. When you say the power, we must feel power in the power. Yeah. And once again, Bishop taught us that it's a highlight. It's a highlight. It's a major highlight. In fact, that is to set you apart, because he himself is holy. To be holy means to be set apart. And that is work he does. So you can't have the Holy Ghost and you have not separated from that boy. You have not separated from those friends. Holy, special Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. So that's number one. And then the number two, power. How do you say it here? Power. Yeah. Say power. Yeah, baby. Power. Where is it? We mean business. We need power inside the power. When you say the power, we must feel power in the power. Yeah. And once again, Bishop taught us that it's a high. It's a major highlight. In fact, this power is connected to the number one, the Holy Ghost. Yes. A lot of what you do in the Great Commission, carrying out of the Great Commission, requires power. Power. Or what? Power. Everyone from my right to the left, all of us here must be interested. You will be stopped. I tell you, you will retire 40 years before your time. Yeah, you will retire 20 years before your time. Without this power, you will cool off and cool down. But when that power is in you, you are not stoppable. Oh no! You see what Paul said, power. Yeah, baby. Power. Where is it? We mean business. We need power inside the power. When you say the power, we must feel power in the power. Yeah. And once again, Bishop taught us that it's a highlight. It's a highlight. Can believe there are no confessions you can make that will eliminate issues and problems or problems or problems and challenges from your life. You will have issues. Can I see the four guys who have got issues here? I was told that some four people with issues. Who are the four? With issues. Issues. Yes. We have issues. But you see, the power, 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 power. Pressing on in spite of the issues. Very important. Very important. There is no prayer you can pray. There is no believing you can believe. There are no confessions you can make that will eliminate issues and problems or problems or problems and challenges from your life. You will have issues. Can I see the four guys who have got issues here? I was told that some four people with issues. Who are the four problems? I think I like that type of problem. My God. It's a good one. It's a good one. Look, listen, when you see us sitting in front here, it's not because we have finished solving our problems. No, don't make that mistake. It's a mistake. It's like saying 1 plus 4 is equal to 11. But you see, the power, 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 power. Power. When you see Bishop, medical student, starting a church, a pastor in medical school, it takes power to do this. If there's no power, you will concentrate on your exams and fail. Please sit down. There's some power. Without that power, I can't stand here. Receive that power also. Sit down. This is a conference. You need it. It's power for survival. Holy Ghost, number one. Power. Without that power, I can't stand here. Receive that power also. Sit down. This is a conference. You need it. It's power for survival. Holy Ghost, number one. Then sit down. This is a conference. You need it. It's power for survival. Holy Ghost, number one. Then power, because you need the Holy Ghost for the power. It's that power that makes you become a basenta leader, even when you are a student. Do you feel the power now? I said, do you feel the power now? Yes. But when the power has not come, you just have to sit down. So sit down. When the power comes, you stand up. Yeah. But you need power. Oh, you need power. That's why I recommend the Holy Ghost to you. You need power. I recommend the Holy Ghost. Without power, you are a non-starter. You are off. You are. Try this at home. Without power, don't try it at home. That's why before you start, you acquire power. Before Jesus started, he acquired power. He was in prayer. He was with the Holy Spirit. He fellowshipped close to God. In prayer, waiting on God for power, because without power, you. Yes. It's not a small thing. This work is not a small thing. Don't try this at home. Without power, don't try it at home. That's why before you start, you acquire power. Before Jesus started, he acquired power. He was in prayer. You are a non-starter. You are off. You are a write-off. You are off. Off. Step aside. We don't count you. Many people have been allowed or have allowed their issues, their challenges, their weaknesses, their handicaps. Look, God, we serve him with our weaknesses. We serve God in spite of our challenges. We serve God in... Yeah. You cannot do much. You need power. As a young guy, you need power to minister to beautiful girls and don't sleep with them. Yeah, they are there, plenty, left, right, upwards, downstairs, behind you, but you are surviving the pretty girl because you got power. I know drug addicts who just they just stopped. It's what? Power. Power to stop fornicating. Yeah. We don't have time to take you through any program. Just stop it. I said, just stop it. A lot of girls couldn't get good grades in school. That's why it's a highlight. It's a highlight. Power to stop fornicating. You need power. I'm a doctor. And this power, you overcome foolish boys. Power. Power to be sad and to preach. Power to lose your job and still pastor your branch. Glory to God. All your scriptures will scramble. You are going to use John first and then Matthew second and 2 Corinthians third. Before you know it, you are quoting from Deuteronomy. Hey! Receive power to be stable. Receive power to be stable. Stability. Lift your hands and pray for stability. Speak in tongues for stability. Nothing should be able to dislodge you. Give me power, Lord. Give me power. Give me wisdom. Give me grace. Power. I have got problems, but I want to serve you. I've got issues. I don't have money. I don't have a job. I don't have purpose. I want to serve you. Give me the grace to serve you. Mandekasa telebo masha labaka bos iliki bromeni sanderebosha ramani kabosa latika be lamadosa lamandaba. No devil will take you away. I said, no devil will take you away. No boy will remove you from the church. No girl will remove you from the church. Pray. Kabandala labasa. No problem. Nothing you lack or nothing you have a lot of shall remove you. Kemendinimosa. Labadababakata papa. Oh, yes. Power, Lord. Give us not America. We have power to take the mountains. Power to advance. Power to plant churches. Power to build churches. Power to build congregations. Power to grow our ministries. Power, pray. Sendirimosa. Alikreman di kolobosa lendinimo se panda alande broma kataba aladisi milikonderebo ininima santaba ramanda saminiko tebosha renamo sempantanine sampanine sampaninemo inimo kandalaba landini sambo te kanderebe ramama sandandandandelebe andinima samayanda. Pray, ask for power. The disciples, they prayed, say, Lord, grant your servants boldness, grant your servants power to declare. Power. Shaman deleman dolebosa renenima sandalaba reminima semandande elido ramamama ninino zema randanama namama landanine nandanine mosita abalino akrande sabea shenikote latwandi astindirimo riminikande samondele ramadadabakandandelemo sande leyandandariabosa lakriande adinimo sembramandalabasenta randababa. There's power around. Tap into it. There is power around. Draw it into your life. There is enough power to make you a missionary. Enough power to make you preach. Enough power to let you stop fornicating. Enough power to break the addiction to pornography. Enough power to stop anything. There is power. There is enough. There's enough power to go around. I said there is enough power to go around. Landebosa. La mandala basa inde molia alibrosa shandikeboria adili mazuni makadora alebreka baduri maseta ashtiminiando seta labrikimo sande randa basuni ande aliadusi piando lobashate aniketosa randa bata. Receive power as you pray. Landimo sande Dalaba, Reminima Sanderebe, Remandolaba, Adimiando, Zeminico Tabalaba. You can do it. You can start a church. You can be a shepherd. You can be a basenta leader. You can preach. You can witness. Receive power as you pray. Landini Mose, Ramadaya, Adinima Sontelebadosa, Ramenima Masandalaba, Rendebe Babo. Thank you. Kabo shatalaba. Rini mosatalaba kata. Beautiful. 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 Katore Masha. Rana Katapa. We are rising with power. Anybody who has not seen us in a long time will be surprised the next time they see us. They won't believe that this is Alice. They won't believe that this is Ebenezer. They won't believe that this person is the one ministering. Receive power as you pray. Nashua Kataba. Rabababa. Laba. If you are a pastor, whatever level you are at, there are higher levels. There are nicer ways of doing ministry than what you are doing now. There are nicer ways. Shali Tabosa. Le Nikonde Brakazada Sanike Oleta Branda Sitinimo Seka Adinina Adinimosa Lambonde Keria Boshaka. Power. You need that power. Power to be a student and be a pastor. Power to be a student and serve God. Power to serve God. Power to overcome every challenge. It is real. Mandalaba Rite Boseka. Ladinelo, Ladinelola, Landilelola, Nandilelola, Landinelola, Mindirima Sanda, Ashteke Rico Tassini, Tassinima and De Crocose, Masanula Katakaba, Kamadikepe. I confront devils that are preventing you. Any wicked Jesus, pray. Saminola. Andelele bostiki nianda, lada baba, sandini masa, samandike lobosa, la baba. There is something for you to do. There is something for you to do, and it is for your own benefit. Your own benefit. Pray, sanine bosha, mandala baba. Receive power. Receive power. Power. Nasetola, ali deze, lani masa. Lanimasa, Shoniketosa, Adinki Tunden Dendelebe, Lambalandaba, Lendalababa. You don't go witnessing first. You receive power before you go. You don't go preaching first. Jesus said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. My God, Nase Tebosham, there is power for ministry, power to serve God. Whether you are a student, whether you are a worker, whatever is your challenge, there is power to help you. Without power, you have no place. Pray. Shanaleka, Tenikose, Alikreko Sabalia, Mendunise, Mendunise, Penuli Adikratasa. Sandalukruma andezia andezia no sipiando lebosa. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Once you have power, everything is possible. Preaching is possible. Visiting is possible. Miracles are possible. Healing is possible. Because ministry is not done with human energy, human strength. You need power. Seated. Highlights of the Great Commission. You are hurting yourself. You are hurting yourself by the way you are living your life. You will discover, not in the not too distant future, that you were not smart. Yeah. You are not smart. You are hurting yourself by not advancing in the things of God and in the work of God. Carnality has consumed you. when you speak like a Christian, a believer, but your actions don't show. There's nothing about you that shows that this is a boy, a girl, a man, a woman who has contacted, the word of God for years. Yeah, and you are hurting yourself. You will discover soon that there is something you don't have. There is something you lack. You may have money, but you lack something. You may have beauty, but you lack something. You may have clothes, but you lack something. And that thing you lack is embedded in the ministry. The work of God is what was supposed to deliver that virtue, that element into your life. But because you stayed away, you strayed away, didn't want to get involved, thinking that you were doing something for church. Doing what? The church doesn't need me. The church doesn't need you. So, see your pastor, your bishop. I want to do something. I can't just be attending church. That's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. And by the way, if you also care to know, some gray hairs are appearing. Yes, your life is ticking away. Do something fast. And thank God, there's no one, like Bishop said yesterday, there's no soldier who is sent to go and fight in Afghanistan who will be told to go and buy his boots and go to the whatever shop to go and buy his armor. And when you buy some knapsack and get your T-shirt and then meet us at the airport, where's your plane ticket? Does it happen in America? Does it happen here? No. When you are sent, everything you need is provided. It's provided. And may I inform you, what we need is not shoes, it's not clothes, it's power. And that power is power that comes from on high. And when you tarry in Jerusalem, when you wait, a little waiting on God, you will receive power from on high. That's all you need. When you have power, you will have shoes. When you have power, you will have clothes. When you have power, you will have your gun. Everything is in the power. So when Jesus sent them, he said, don't go. I'm the one saying go ye, but don't go. Sit down. Be in the room. Wait until you receive your supplies. I said, you receive your supplies. Somebody just received his supplies. Somebody just received her supplies. Somebody just received a download of power. I don't know, but someone just got some power. From on high, not from a university, not from a bank, not from your bank account, not from some school, but from on high. Yes, it's a highlight. It's a highlight. Without power, you won't find you. You won't shine. Because even the light, you need power to shine that light. There are devil's power to shine that light. Yeah. 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 There are devils in town. Yes. There are devils in town. Yes. And their mission is to frustrate you. Yes. It's to stop you. There are devils in town. There are devils in town. And their mission is to frustrate you. It's to stop you. That's why you need power first. Yes. When you have power, you cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
So I'm always trusting God for power for my next 10 years. Power for my next 15 years. By the way, there are devils in town. There are devils in town. And their mission is to frustrate you. It's to stop you. That's why you need power first. Yes. When you have power, you cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
So I'm always trusting God for power for my next 10 years. Power for my next 15 years. By the way, I've got some power which has lasted me for some 25 years. Yes. When you have power, you cannot be stopped. So I'm always trusting God for power for my next 10 years. Power for my next 15 years. By the way, I've got some power which has lasted me for some 25 years. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I will not lie to you. Serious power. Serious power. It's a highlight. Without it, you're not a shepherd. You don't become a shepherd. Devils in town. There are devils in town. And their mission is to frustrate you. Is to stop you. That's why you need power first. Yes. When you have power, you cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
So I'm always trusting God for power for my next 10 years. Power for my next 15 years. By the way, I've got some power which has lasted me for some 25 years. Oh, yes, yes.